Turning now to Africa and the humanitarian and social crisis in Zimbabwe, which continues as parties prepare for this coming Monday's scheduled meeting of regional leaders who will try to break Zimbabwe's political deadlock. Chris Altieri has more on the story.
Zimbabwe's opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai says he is hopeful a regional summit in the coming week will end the deadlock in power-sharing talks with Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe. Earlier this week, regional leaders failed to nudge the two parties to form a government but called for a special summit of the Southern African Development Community, the SADC, in South Africa on January the 26th in another effort to break the deadlock. The president of the UK-based Restoration of Human Rights Zimbabwe, Ephraim Tapa, says the power-sharing option cannot work.
The MDC must have insisted that it won the election, as it did, and then impress upon the international community to recognize it as the legitimate government of Zimbabwe and declare Robert Mugabe's regime as illegal. And then that way the international community would have been empowered enough.
While the government and opposition leaders prepare for the next round of talks, the cholera epidemic continues to spread throughout Zimbabwe and into neighboring countries. I'm Chris Altieri.